Hello and welcome back to Minting Moments with Divya
and Shruti.
Life is back on track, friends, and we hope that you all are happy and excited to restart your school, college and work schedule. With the same energy and enthusiasm, we all are ready to relaunch ourselves back into our own lives. Isn't it exciting?
Of course, we all are.
Today, Minting Moments has come with another thought-provoking topic that has hardly been touched upon, and you would understand why. We will talk on surrogacy, a way to parenthood. Believe us, we always wish to touch upon the most sensitive and relevant issues in Minting Moments and have tried our best to do so in the past.
Well, in fact, Divya, it would not have been possible without the love and support of our listeners also. Your feedback has really helped us improve and give our best. Coming back to the topic, guys, Divya, since our listeners already know it by now, I would like to further share with them that we decided to take surrogacy as a topic of discussion this time because we felt that over time, we have started responding and acting openly to the social, ethical, and psychological changes in and around us, right?
Absolutely, Smriti, I agree.
Yes. For example, the simplest and the most beautiful feeling of becoming a parent cannot be described in words, isn't it?
So true.
But to some of us, this does not come easy. It becomes a lifelong fight to call oneself a parent, mother or father. And so, for some of us, it takes a lot of effort to achieve and justify this status.
I know, Smriti, parenthood is not easy, and that too if it does not come naturally to a couple. Listeners, you all must have heard and read about this term. In fact, Bollywood has openly spoken about it in its films. Recently, we got the news from Priyanka Chopra, which was kind of a thing that she wanted to hide it from the media and from the other fans. That was also another trigger, right, Smriti, for us to take up this topic? Yes. But frankly, what is the reality? Does it actually look like the way it has been portrayed by the media? Before we could think of venturing into all this, we decided to invite on our show an expert, Dr. Shivani Sachdev Gaur, MD, DNB, MRCOG, founder, director, SCI Healthcare and consultant, fertility specialist and gynecologist.
Dr. Gaur has an experience of over 20 years in the field and has also worked in the UK for over 4 years as clinical research fellow. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gaur.
Welcome, ma'am. We thank you for joining us at Minting Moments. Really delighted to have you on our show today.
Thank you so much, Smriti. It is my honor to be here. Thank you.
Well, doctor, we have so many queries about surrogacy and the process involved. Right from the decision made by a couple to finally holding the baby in their arms. I feel it's a lengthy procedure that involves patience, connection and understanding between the intended parents and the surrogate. So much on our minds today. I would like to begin with the first question. What is surrogacy? Please explain its procedure.
So surrogacy derives its origin from a Latin word. And that word is surrogatus or surroger. And what it means is to act in the place of or to put in another place, like to substitute for something. So in simple language, surrogacy means that through assisted reproductive technology, one woman is bearing a child, giving birth to a child for another person. It may be a single parent or it may be a couple, and this person is called as an intending parent or the commissioning parent. And the intention is to hand over the child to this intending parent after the birth of the child. So this is also called as third party reproduction. Matlab, there is a third party which is involved in bringing a child to this world, but the involvement of this third party is only in the process of carrying the baby and giving birth to the baby. The involvement is not in raising the child after birth. So this is what is meant by the process of surrogacy.
Okay, and the procedures?
Now the procedure. So there are two kinds of surrogacy. It is important to understand because the procedures involved are different in each. Mm-hmm. One is called as gestational surrogacy. One is called as traditional surrogacy. In India, as a country, we only practice gestational surrogacy. Gestational surrogacy means that the baby that is born does not have a genetic link to the surrogate mother or to a husband. It means that the baby, the embryo which is conceived, has no genetic link to the surrogate mother. Whereas in traditional surrogacy, the child that is born, the eggs that were used in conceiving that child belong to the surrogate mother. So the child has a genetic link with the surrogate mother. The assisted reproductive technique procedure, which is involved in a gestational surrogacy, is called as IVF or in vitro fertilization. And what is involved in traditional surrogacy is called as IUI or intrauterine insemination. So this is the exact process through which a surrogate baby is conceived and delivered.
Great, great. So of course, like you said, there are two different types of surrogacy procedures, and of course both the procedures are totally different from each other.
Exactly.
And okay, good. So basically, throw some light on what, you know, which kind of couples, which couples generally go for surrogacy.
So surrogacy is done in many countries in the world. When we talk about India, it is absolutely essential that there should be a medical indication. Medical indication means there is some problem in the womb of the woman, and because of that, she is not able to carry the baby herself. What we see most commonly, I'm sitting in the OPD, as of now I'm handling about 100 cases of surrogacy, and the most common indication is infections like tuberculosis, which damage the uterus, or the woman has had 5-6 abortions, the woman is born without a uterus, the woman is born with a uterus which is divided in such a way that she cannot carry the pregnancy, it is an abnormal uterus, or there are patients who are cancer survivors, they've had cancer treatment, or they have done 10, 12, 15 cycles of IVF, and just the baby is not implanting inside the uterus. Medical indications where it is life-threatening for the woman to carry a pregnancy. For example, there are some women, they develop clots in pregnancy, and these clots can be life-threatening. So they cannot carry the pregnancy, or they are renal transplant recipients. They are on some medication which is life-threatening for the baby. So these are the most common indications why couples go for surrogacy.
Very interesting. You know, one little thing. Like you said, India, you mentioned in the beginning. So it will vary from region to region, especially let's talk about only countries. How come?
There is a, I don't know, heard of so many celebrities, you know, who have had babies by surrogacy. You heard of Shilpa Shetty, Shah Rukh Khan, and you heard of now Priyanka Chopra. They've had babies by surrogacy. So somewhere it comes to mind that maybe there is also another indication where they want to, for their sake of their career or to maintain their physical status, you know, their physique, they are not interested in carrying a pregnancy. So that is called a social surrogacy.
Yeah.
And this sounds, you know, a little difficult also, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so doctor, just tell me, is there any connection that is built between the baby and the surrogate? How does one handle it?
One thing just to clarify, that there is a new SRA, Surrogacy Regulation Act, which has been in effect on 25th January 2022. So your podcast is actually very timely, because under this new law,
are we talking about India, this law?
India, yes. Okay. Parliament of India has passed it. It is notified in the Gazette on and it is implemented, uspe date of implementation, matlab kis date se it is applicable in the country, that is 25 January 2022. And you know why it is very important for everybody to know is because if you do surrogacy for non-medical indication, like social indication, both the patient, the person who is doing it, and the clinic who is doing it, are penalized with very harsh penalties. Like there's a jail sentence, there is a high fine. So this is completely now illegal in India. It is not at all allowed. Only strict medical indications are allowed. So I just wanted to, you know, because we are spreading awareness about surrogacy, right. Some people may not know that this act has been passed and it is like that. So it is our duty to make people aware about it.
Yeah, this is great. Amazing, amazing. So like you said, is there a connection that is built between the baby and the surrogate? How about that?
Exactly. This is the number one question. Patients sit in our cabin and they say, Dr. Saab, what is the surrogate mother's contribution to my baby? So what is the connection? So we make it very clear to them. See, the connection is a biological one. It's not genetic. So the genetics of the baby will come from the egg and from the sperm. The surrogate mother, you know, when the baby is passing through the womb, the baby might aspirate some fluid and might get some amount of DNA through that. But overall, there is no DNA connection between the surrogate mother and the child.
Not even 1% of the chance.
No. See, there is an organ which is called as placenta. In Hindi, it is called as aval nal. What this does is it regulates the flow of oxygen to the baby, eliminates carbon dioxide, regulates the flow of glucose, amino acids, and baby's waste products like urea, uric acid are eliminated through the mother's kidney and the mother's lung, mother's respiratory system. So this controls the passage of nutrients and waste products to and fro from the baby. So if you go down to a very scientific level, basically these are the exchanges which are taking place between the fetus as it is growing in the mother's womb. And of course, if you go to our Vedic traditions and cultures, there are so many things like garbha sanskar. Some of our patients also come and they, you know, you see, we have these 3-4 surrogate mothers sitting with headphones on and they are listening to these garbha sanskar tapes because patients feel that they want the baby in the womb into these tapes. So there are all kinds of this, but at a very scientific level, it is just a placental exchange.
So, doctor, as we discuss about the, you know, like the law and the procedures, so I have one more question. Like, what kind of social and monetary connection exists between a surrogate and the intended parents? If I'm not wrong, this surrogacy thing is very expensive. Only the a certain class of people can afford. Why can't people afford this? Yeah.
Yes, so understand that in surrogacy, it is like you are adopting an entire family for a year. So you are, first of all, paying for the IVF, and IVF technology is not perfect. You may need 3 attempts, 4 attempts before you get pregnant. So the process of IVF itself is expensive. Then you have adopted this family for a year. You are providing for their living, their expenses, plus the compensation for their loss of wages. They have to have childcare, everything. You are arranging caretakers to look after them, doing all their medical checks for 9 months, delivering the baby in a good hospital with NICU facility if required, neonatal care for the baby. This whole process involves so many things. It is bound to come at a cost. And an average cost of surrogacy before the law was passed was about 15 lakhs. In some cities and some places, the cost can be even 30 to 35 lakhs. It depends on the processes which are involved. Because if they need egg donors, then you have to pay separately for the donor and you may need multiple donors to get pregnant. So although the success rate of this procedure is very high, but the cost is also high.
Also.
Because you must understand people, you know, families are very basic unit of our society. Every cell in our body wants to reproduce. And there are certain religions, they have scriptures which say that the purpose of being born is to propagate ourselves. So family is something which is very sacred. And people really go to great lengths. People travel great distances. They go to great lengths. And only an infertile couple understands what it means to them to have a child.
This is so true. Very true. You know, interesting. It's like when you said that it is, of course, the process involved in itself is very costly. And therefore, this procedure of surrogacy is bound to be you know, bound to cost somebody a high price. What if, you know, I was just thinking about if there are normal procedures happening, everything is going fine with everybody, maybe there are complications in the process with the surrogate, maybe with other issues, then it might add up to the cost, right? You know, the one has to be prepared that way.
This actually sounds like a big project to me. Step by step, there are so many layers in there.
And like you're saying, doctor, it's like having a family and, you know, keeping one and that desire. And you are so true in saying, and actually, like, you know, you should ask an infertile couple what happens. It is very tough. So one more question when talking about family. Can surrogacy happen within a family? What may be its results? Like all sorts of repercussions.
Yes, absolutely. Surrogacy is permitted within a family. You can certainly get your family member as to act as your surrogate mother. And in fact, this is encouraged also because this is considered to be like altruistic surrogacy where you don't compensate anything to the person who is going to carry the pregnancy for you. But mm-hmm. as you understand, practically, it is very difficult. You know, 99% couples don't have this. Let me tell you some of the attitudes. A couple comes and tells us, people say, if you don't have a child, my child will get all the property. So in the family, this may be thought of. There is another case which is going on in Delhi where the family member did surrogacy and then put a case saying that I was subjected to domestic abuse. I was forced into this. I was not given a choice. So there are sometimes things go so well, but 99% of couples actually find it very hard to get a family member who will fit into the strict criteria of doing altruistic surrogacy because there is age criteria and so many criteria.
Yeah, because when we are talking about the family, so family thing is like we are, you know, like we know that person and it's like safe. But as you said...
No, but with family, there are so many other issues, you know, social, ego issues, monetary, it's all about property and all. And all these issues will not come with a person whom you do not know. It's like that. True.
When we are talking about the family and the surrogacy thing, so I have another question for you, doctor. Like, are surrogate babies any different from babies born through traditional procedure? Because that is like a normal thing. So this is something which is different. So obviously this question will come to anyone's mind.
Oh, yes. It is the biggest concern that patients have when they do treatment about the health of their baby. Yeah. So what we counsel them is, see, this is an IVF procedure to conceive the child. So pregnancy itself in IVF is more complicated. IVF pregnancies have a higher risk of women developing high blood pressure, diabetes. There is a slight increase in the 1% increase in the risk of abnormalities in the baby. And the most common reason for this is because twin pregnancy rate is high. It can be as high as 25 to 40%. So with twin pregnancies, we do see more complications. And if the patients have some problem, some genetic problem because of which they have to do IVF, they will pass on the problem to their baby. They can pass it on. So there will be a little higher risk in the pregnancy and the higher risk of slight higher risk of anomalies in the child. But in general, overall, if you see, the risk is low and there are many excellent tests which are done during the pregnancy to monitor and to detect these.
Yes, so that means there are, you know, throughout the procedure from the first step till the last, there is a risk factor. Although, like you said, of course, the success rate is quite higher. It's not that we do not get to hear that it is successful, but of course, throughout it is involved like that. Ma'am, there is anything, is there anything else that you would like to share with us? On surrogacy, any message that you would like to give?
Yeah, I mean, most of the media stories that you see are talking about surrogate mother exploitation and poor women and things like that. So, my take on that is that there is a select committee report which is published by our members of who debated surrogacy and they interviewed surrogate mothers. And what they said was that the current jobs that they are doing are not any less exploitative. I mean, if what is the definition of exploitation? And they are already doing some current work. Instead, they want to get out of their cycle of this and get some compensation so that they can build their house, maybe get themselves debt free. Somebody wants to buy like a secondhand car and become a taxi operator and get rid of. So there are small, whatever ambitions they may have, which they are fulfilling by this. So this is something which you have to look at it as a medical procedure, like a win-win situation, like somebody helping the other person. And in any field, there will be 1 or 2% cases, but you cannot base your entire judgment on a 1 or 2% cases.
But is there anything like any regulatory or something like a person can be, surrogate only for once or twice or thrice? Because don't you think like if the person can go for like a one, two or three times or something, then the other person is taking advantage of that person?
Yes, so to answer your question, in India, as I told you, the Surrogacy Regulation Act has come, which says that the surrogate mother can do this only once. But as you know, I worked in England. In England, there is no rule like that. So we have women who have been surrogate mothers 3 times, 6 times, 7 times.
I have another question to this. Like, our uterus can hold, I mean, this much, like, you can produce like four, five, six times now. I mean, is it like a healthy thing for the uterus also?
Ma'am, if you see, even today, the pregnancy rate in some states of India, like Bihar, the average fertility rate is 6 children. So it is not uniform all over the country. Even today, there are many places where average family sizes are larger. And this is called as grand multiparity, and it does carry its own risk. So everything has a pro and a con. So on one side, pregnancy, is straightforward. She has had successful, straightforward births. On the other side, it is a grand multiparity. So it has its own risk of hemorrhage, bleeding, postpartum complications.
And the babies are also not healthy, and it affects the mother's health also.
Exactly, which is why it is very important to, if there is a patient like that, then you have to pay very detailed attention to her health. So that can be a risk.
So, Dr. Gore, thank you so much once again. We have almost, got clarity on so many questions. There were tremendous doubts, many, many doubts there. Thank you so much.
Most welcome. I really enjoyed being with all of you, both of you today. Thank you.
Yeah, great, great. Thank you so much. Good luck and best wishes.
Thank you. Thank
Yeah,
you.
bye. Well, I simply loved it, Smriti. Parenthood is a bliss, and the duties and responsibilities that come with it are a lifelong challenge. But every sacrifice is worth it. When it comes to surrogacy, it is a fulfilling experience, as we have come to know from our discussion with Dr. Gore. And it is emotionally and physically demanding, and so surrogates require the right support circle throughout the procedure, in fact. Smriti, isn't it a beautiful way of completing a family?
Yes, Divya, it is. It builds relations, also allows biological connections. There are legal and social implications, but if we handle with care and understanding towards each other, I think it can definitely help making a dream come true and build lifelong relations.
Yeah, with this, we close today's minting moment and hope to knock on your doors with another topic next Sunday. Till then, keep the spirits high and make the most of your time and energy, friends. Write to us at mintingmoments@gmail.com. We wait to hear from you. Connect with us on our FB and Insta pages also. Keep smiling. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.